Hello.
Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning. I know you're wide awake, aren't you?
Truly the morning, too.
No, it is. It's 5 what, in the morning,
It's
right?
5 o'clock.
Jeff is awake. He just woke me up.
Yeah.
What is that?
Well, it's the band Pink Floyd.
Yeah, but they're singing.
And the song is called Money. Why am I playing this?
Why?
Because, honey.
Yeah.
Everybody's going to love Donald Trump now.
Oh,
he's giving us cabbage. Trump is giving us cabbage, everybody.
What is it, $2,000?
Oh, yeah, it's going to be like $2,000. Bam, 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 bam.
Is that for each person, though, Jeff?
We filed jointly. I think we're going to get...
No, I read in a paper yesterday. It says for each taxpayer.
Really?
Money,
yeah.
Money!
Money. That's loud, sorry.
That's okay.
Yeah, welcome everybody. Good morning. I've been up all night doing traffic reports. You can catch me on 1010 Winds Radio. Download the radio.com app and you can hear me all night long. 1010 Winds. The most listened to radio station in the nation.
Wow.
More people get their news from 1010 Winds than from any other radio station in the nation.
That's true. This is true.
Jeff Jensen is our traffic reporter. They don't say that, but I do.
Hey, guys, this is the Carolina Cardillo Show now. I'm Carolina.
Hey, Jeff here.
Jeff, what's today's date? Today's the
19th,
today's
right?
Thursday,
March 19th, 5:09 a.m., everyone. So this is an early morning show, so for those who are not working... Not doing anything, you know.
Tune us in. Don't worry. We're not going to be depressing the whole time. Don't worry.
Oh, my God. You know, I mean, I got to tell you, the news stations, they've turned into coronavirus because, you know, there's really nothing else to report when when
the world shut down, right?
The world shut down. Nobody's even committing any crime. Remember when we drove by the mall yesterday?
Oh my God.
You see the way they have the store locked?
Yeah, the Walt Whitman Mall is now closed. So is Jeff Roosevelt Field and Smith Haven.
Yeah, Simon owns those malls. That's the company. They closed all the malls officially.
So Jeff and I went driving by there yesterday, and we saw the door. You know how on Sundays it's locked? It's just locked, right? There's a glass door.
Yeah.
But yesterday was like... They had like barriers they had chains.
Did you ever see the movie The Warriors?
No, I never saw that.
Anyway, no, this is like it. This is like the apocalypse.
Oh my God.
They've got chains in the doors. It's like to keep the zombies out, you know?
Oh my gosh.
But meanwhile, then we Best Buy is open. Hey, I need a 50-inch television. I'll go out during the virus scare.
Best Buy open? I don't understand.
They're open.
And people are buying stuff?
People were buying stuff, obviously. And I noticed what they did. They're doing what a lot of stores are doing. There's only one door in and out of the store.
Oh, yeah. Remember that? I saw that yesterday.
They did that. They're doing it at a lot of stores now. They also have senior citizen hours.
Yeah.
You see that?
At a lot of supermarkets. It's an hour before the store opens, which is a good idea.
They're making them get up early, though.
Yeah. But isn't it the purpose of, like... Stay home.
Yeah.
And I don't get it. I just don't get it.
I was kind of upset. My mom went out yesterday.
What is your mother went to Staples.
And the butcher shop.
Why does she go to Staples?
And Amazing Savings. So those that don't know what Amazing Savings is, Amazing Savings
like
is
a Five Below store.
It's like an everything store. They sell
what
toys
does your mother
and,
need
and
to buy?
Laundry baskets and I don't know. She told
Did
me
you
actually.
Ask her?
Yeah, she told me she wanted to buy.
What?
Aluminum containers to start her garden for the winter,
Are
the summer,
kidding
for the spring.
Me? We have the world is closed and she's just going about la-di-da, la-di-da.
Hello, I'd like to, my mother doesn't sign that, by the way. Hello, I'd like to know if you have. She does not sign
God,
that.
I cannot believe
but
that.
I was just shocked my mother went out because my
Well, Jeff. Remember we went out yesterday? We were like, okay, we got to go out and do some exercise.
Yeah.
So we went to the beach where no one was there.
There were a couple girls.
Little girls that sit there were playing with their soccer ball.
No, I took their volleyball and they came over and said, that's my volleyball.
I know.
Right.
Well, they left it in the swings. Jackson's just kicking it around. Anyway, so... my point here is that, but there are people still going around. Okay, people are going to restaurants and ordering takeout. So when we went to the beach yesterday, there was an Italian Mexican restaurant.
Yeah,
and then it was 6 o'clock already. So we're like, let's order something. Went in, you know what? And the food was amazing. Discovered a new restaurant, right, Jeff?
Piccolo Cantina Bay.
Yep.
Bayville Avenue.
Yeah.
Now they moved. Apparently, they're not where they used to be. They're in Bayville. They used to be in Locust Valley.
So guys, once this is all over, hopefully
we'll God go back
willing,
there.
Yeah, definitely have to go.
516-802-3001 looks like the number. So if, you can tell me you heard it here. Yeah. The food was excellent.
Oh
really,
my God, it's
really
amazing.
Really good fajita.
Yeah.
The tostada was excellent.
Oh my God, it was good.
I mean, it was really, really good food.
Even Jackson had pasta there. It was delicious.
Yeah, they make good marinara. Italian and Mexican together,
that's
right?
Strange, wait, hold on. Then we started saying that if we made a Spanish Jewish restaurant, yeah. What would you call? Because my dad was Peruvian.
I called Jewish. Peruvian. Jewish food and Peruvian food together. We'll call it Jeruvian.
But my mother's from Nicaragua, so I don't want to leave her out.
Jeruvian Nicaragua.
Costa Rica, too.
Okay, I don't know how we worked it all in.
Guys, Jeff, so you were telling me, and Luis, I just want to talk about coronavirus real quick.
Yes, of course.
I cannot watch news anymore.
Oh, it's brutal.
Like, even your Price is Right keeps getting interrupted, right?
Oh, my God. Can I just make a public service announcement to the world, to Governor Cuomo, and to Trump? Can you do this shit other than 11 o'clock in the morning? The world needs a break.
Oh,
we need
God.
A break from talking about coronavirus. We need a break from not going out of the house. We want some entertainment. Everybody's watching Netflix. Listen, The Price is Right is probably, I bet it's the highest rated game show on television. It's been on for like
40-something years. Well, first of all, Jeff, they're not taping right now either.
No, but these are old shows they're running, and they'll run reruns. But, you know, every day I turn The Price is Right, I don't know who won yesterday. I want to know if it was Martha who won or Joe. And
they
interrupt
the show when it's at the finish, right?
Oh, not even the finish. They got four games in yesterday, and then suddenly, right in the middle, they cut into a Cuomo press conference. And by the way, Governor Cuomo, 9 minutes to say something that can be said in two. And you know, I want to tell you.
I got to tell you
that we're not going to do a full shutdown. Okay, you're not going to do a full shutdown in New York, right? No, we're not going to do a full shutdown. Okay, so you're not going to do a full shutdown, right? I could say it seven times. Oh, my God. And that, like, 3 days around, interrupting The Price is Right. Look, The Price is Right or not the other. It's just entertainment.
Yeah.
I get a kick out of watching somebody win a $15,000 car. By the way, I get shocked that the cars are, that you can get a car for $15,000.
Yeah, really?
They give away mostly Hyundai. They give away mostly cheap cars until it's, you know, car week.
I will not mention the brand of the car, okay?
I will.
But yesterday they were doing commercials already. Need a car?
Oh yeah.
No payments for like I think a year.
Of course.
It's like the lowest price. I'm like, are you taking advantage of the American people right now?
Not taking advantage. They know that people are going to be broke.
But who's going to go out and buy a car right now?
Someone who gets that $2,000 is going to go buy a car.
Oh, my God.
Thank you, Donald Trump.
I don't see that happening.
Anybody
don't see that
would
happening.
Do it. Any administration would do it, by the way.
Anyway, Jeff, you were telling me also about a drive-thru?
Oh, my God, Carolina. Las Vegas Strip Club is offering a drive-thru peep show. It's called Little Darlings. Coronavirus-free lap dances. But they don't get in your lap. You got to watch them through the door. You pull up to the door, and you're 6 feet away, and these chicks are dancing in the door for you. But it's not cheap. These girls are cute, but $100?
How much is that?
$100.
For how long?
10 minutes.
And you still have to give them dollars, too, or they're not taking dollars?
I don't know, probably not, because after you whack onto the doctor dollar, you're not going to be able to,
Jeff.
It's gonna be stuck to your hand. You won't be able to give it to them.
Jeff.
Ew. That's just, yeah, but I saw they're giving, let's see, you don't have to enter the building, and they stay 6 feet away from you.
Oh, my God.
That
really
was my complaint about the local place here that I used to go to when I was younger. The models. The entertainers, by the way. Remember when I went to audition to DJ at Wiggles in Queens?
Oh, yeah, I forgot.
And the guy said, oh, they're not dancers or strippers. I said, really? He said, no, they're entertainers. Call them entertainers. Really?
Anyways, so it's $100. So if you feel you need entertainment like that, or Jeff, there's another drive-through also. It's Washington State.
Yeah.
If you missed church, you haven't had your confession yet.
Yes.
There is a drive-through confessional.
I bet you my drive-through stripper line is a lot longer than a lot of the drive-through confessional.
Hey, you have a lot of Catholics there that need to have confession almost
unless
every day.
The priest is going to strip, you know, maybe. Maybe some women will like that.
Oh, my God. Well, when we were younger, my mother was a Catholic, okay, Jeff?
But, yes.
Oh, my God, Jeff. There was a Girls went to church only because of the priest.
He was like
19 years old.
Really?
He was a drop dead gorgeous. We were like, oh my
God.
I was only 5 years old, but I was like, oh my God, he's cute.
How old were you?
I was like 5 or 6.
Really? Horny for the priest at that age?
Stop. Don't say that. No, I'm not. I'm sorry. I wasn't 5 or 6. I would say I was
16.
14. But
you get that tingly feeling?
Oh, stop. Shut up.
I like the priest.
Oh, my God. Anyway, so that's a drive-through, confessional. What else is going on, Jeff?
I'd rather go to the drive-through booby bar myself. For the past three years, Carolina, 11-year-old Gideon Kidd has dedicated much of his free time to a charming hobby. His hobby is petting dogs. Mm-hmm. He has petted more than 1,170 dogs, and this has made him famous. He has a Twitter or an Instagram account. He's got 300,000 followers. Sorry, mm-hmm. But as of last week of the coronavirus, he's not petting dogs anymore.
What do you mean?
So he's posting pictures of dogs that he liked to pet.
Aww.
It's sad because this virus is affecting everyone.
Oh, that's cute, though.
If it doesn't kill you, it's going to make it so you can't pet dogs. And apparently, you know what? We joke, but it did kill. I saw in Italy, like a family of 7. You see, like 3 people are dead in this family of 7.
Really?
Yeah, you bring this thing home. That's why all kidding aside, my mother should not have gone out yesterday.
I'll tell her
again today.
My mother's like,
do not go in. Do not go outside.
What is so? Wait, I just want to know, what did she buy at Staples?
I don't know. I forgot what she told me she needed at Staples.
You have to find out about tomorrow, okay?
I'm sure the butcher shop was for lamb chops. Because you have to eat lamb. You have to have lamb to eat.
Well, you know what?
Jeff,
the good thing is that if we run out of food, your mother has food for us.
Yeah,
I'm not eating
lamb chops, though. I'm not eating baby animals. Sorry.
This story caught my attention, okay? Because I thought this is... A cheating husband got caught, okay? A cheating husband catches coronavirus on trip to Italy with a mistress.
Oh, my God. Really?
Oh, my God. A cheating UK husband is in a blind panic over his extramarital affair now that he has contracted the coronavirus.
So he got it from his mistress?
Yes. They're not saying if the mistress has it. Oh, God, the guy's in his 30s.
Wow. Yeah, you can get it young. There's people that got it that are not everybody gets it is 90-something. But there's someone who died here in the city I saw yesterday around this area somewhere, 96 or 7 years old.
But they're saying that like 90% of the people that are affected by this, Jeff, and are passing away have health issues.
Pre-existing conditions.
Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, but we're still sorry that, you know, they passed away.
Oh, my God. Of course. Yeah. And we're trying to make light of just some things.
Yeah.
But not the fact that people get sick and die from this
thing. Okay, but a cheating husband, you get caught because you got coronavirus. Oh, my God.
Yeah. And you deserve the coronavirus.
No, don't say that. Well, the wife is probably saying that.
That's what I'm saying. No, I didn't say that, but that's what I mean. The wife is
This is a good story, okay?
Yeah.
Where is this now? I don't know if you've heard the story. Mm-hmm. This man went to a restaurant, I guess, to pick up food. Mm-hmm. He left a tip of $9,400.
Wow.
$9,400.
Is that a United States story?
It's somewhere in Texas.
Really?
Yes, a guy went to pick up food. I guess he's got bucks. He knows what's going on. Left a $9,400 tip.
Wow.
They're telling people to please be kind.
Yes.
And that's just an act of kindness. It really is.
They're saying that a lot of these delivery workers are not getting tipped. I read on the Huntington, one of the Facebook pages I'm a member of, that the people who are delivering food are very upset that they're not getting the tip money. Like, people are charging it over the phone
and
not handling money.
Yeah.
You know, because this thing might have been spread by
That's
handling
what
money.
That's what they're saying.
You know, we all touch in New York, you know, here on Long Island, we still have self-serve gas in a lot of places. You went to the cash machine yesterday.
Yeah, but when I went, Jeff, I had a napkin.
Yeah.
A sanitizer.
Right.
And I opened the door with that.
A sanitary napkin?
Yeah. No, no, no.
Oh,
a wipe.
Okay.
And then I wrapped my finger around one And that's how I touched the buttons to get money out. And then when the money came, I wiped it. I wiped my card. I mean, I wiped everything down.
You know, before you touch me in a little while, can you wipe your hands off?
Oh, yeah, that's happened. I went to bed at 3 in the morning. I just couldn't sleep.
Oh, and now I got up at 5 o'clock to do a podcast because we're dedicated to you, everybody. Oh, by the way, I saw somebody commented on Moonbeam's page like they had never heard our show before. Did you see that?
It just reminded me. Yeah, really.
Girl was like, wow, I just heard you guys. You guys are funny.
I'm
like, yeah, okay, yeah. We've been funny for 4 years, man, or entertaining at least.
I'll tell you, this listener too, she goes, I've been listening. Here we go. I heard you on the radio and on the Carolina Dio Show podcast. You guys are so hilarious.
Yeah.
And then she goes, I said, thank you so much. She goes, yes, you guys are so funny. I'm still listening to the old podcast from SoundCloud.
See, that's what everybody should do. Oh, by the way,
Catherine Natal Espinosa. Thank you so much.
Oh, I think she's a friend of mine on Facebook.
Is she really?
I think so.
Oh, but thank you so much. You know that? Thank you so much. Siri, why are you up?
By the way, speaking of that, the Bean post, I can't unsee that picture of him with no shirt on sitting there broadcasting.
Oh, my God. Bean is quarantined right now.
Quarantined.
Jeff, I bet you if you call him right now, he's awake.
I feel bad for his kids. I was just going to text him. What time are you up?
Yeah, text him right now while I'm talking about something else, okay?
The phone doesn't work, though.
Don't worry about it. We'll get him later. Coronavirus has stopped production of The Young and the Restless and The Bold and the Beautiful.
Thank God.
And my favorite, Blue Bloods.
Yeah, Blue Bloods. All the show. Yeah, I told you, Carolina, I'm a background actor. By the way, all right, hold on. I'm going to take a break.
I'm Royal Oaks. Next time on Too Many Lawyers, COVID continues to reshape the law. Supreme Court arguments will be held by teleconference. The justices won't even know if the lawyers are wearing pants, which is fair given the eternal mystery of what's under those black robes. Los Angeles County is springing 25% of its inmates. The sheriff suggests folks get ready for what might be a spike in crime. Check it all out on the next episode of Too Many Lawyers.
We'll be back right after this. Hey, you know, I found...
Our show's almost over, though. Why would you take a break?
Because it's not almost over. I'm supposed to take a break.
All right.
Because advertisers help make us money.
All right.
And we like Revolver Podcast. Mm-hmm. We like Tracy, who helps us mm-hmm. all the time.
I have 4 more stories. Let's get out of here.
And Jack.
Mm-hmm.
And his brother.
Mm-hmm.
What's his brother?
Steven.
Sorry, I'm tired. Some people have started to stock up food and hygiene products. Others are stockpiling condoms. Indeed, according to several studies, couples are beginning to anticipate the potential quarantine ahead. Sales of sex toys are also higher than in previous years.
Yeah, Dr. Oz even says have sex.
I saw Dr. Oz just say. The Womanizer brand has recorded figures that are much higher than in 2019.
What are you telling me? This is talking
50%.
Jeff, podcast.
What?
Are you recording again?
Yeah.
Oh, we are?
Oh, my God. Of course
I'm recording. Guys, I'm sorry. You know what it is? We have to stop, right?
And then I just said we're back.
Oh, I didn't even hear you. Oh, okay. I'm on 2 hours.
Maybe I didn't say we're back.
Go ahead.
According to the figures, the countries where the sales of sex toys have increased coincide with where there's been the main outbreaks of the coronavirus.
Mm.
There's been a 60% increase of higher sales of sex toys in Italy, 40% in France, and 71% in Hong Kong.
You know what? How many babies are going to be born after this is over?
A lot.
In 9 months.
And they're going to be named Purell. You name your child Purell.
What's another brand?
You name your kid Clorox. How about Wipey?
Lysol.
How about Wipey?
Lysol.
Lysol.
Oh my gosh, Joe, can
I wouldn't be shocked if anybody named their kid Lysol.
Me too. Just, you know why? This way they'll get commercials or, you know, anyway, I'm not surprised. But Dr. Oz is saying right now is the best time to have a lot of sex with your partner at home. It occupies you, which is true, you know, but it's not easy when you have a 2-year-old. It's not easy. Because right now, we'll go upstairs and I'm going to hear, Mama!
Mommy and Daddy are wrestling.
Mama!
We're wrestling.
That's what I hear every morning. And I love that sound. Mommy! Mommy! Mama!
He does the daddy thing to me, too.
Once, I don't know, he goes, Daddy! Daddy! Daddy!
He says dad sometimes. Sometimes he yells it.
Anyway, go ahead, Jeff.
Carolina, headline from, where is this? Is this Italy?
Mm-hmm.
No, I'm not sure where it's from. I think Ireland. Woman realizes the bar of soap she's been using for days is actually a block of cheese.
How? I don't get that.
Had she discover it?
Yeah, you don't smell that?
She discovered there were mice on her leg. That's how she... There was a rat nibbling at her boobies.
Oh, my God. Seriously, though? I don't get that.
And there's a... You know, first of all, stories like this are weird because, like, who did she tell this to that it made the news?
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Exactly.
There's a picture of, and it's a tiny little piece of cheese.
Yeah. I haven't bathed in 3 days. Does that make the news?
Ew. It just made the news in this house, and it is disgusting. Ew. 3 days?
I changed my panties, and, you know, I brought
it. Ew.
Jeff, you know what they're saying, though?
If you're
running low on toilet paper,
yeah,
get an affordable bidet instead.
I know. I saw
Have you ever used a bidet?
No.
Really?
That's where you squirt water up yourself.
Yeah, it's just, you know.
Have you?
No, never.
They're big. I think they're big in France. They have them in hotels. I know that.
Really?
There's bidets in hotels.
I wanted to talk about this, okay? Costco
it.
Has now put up a sign on their doors.
I saw that.
We will not be accepting as returns toilet paper, paper towels, sanitizing wipes, water, rice, and Lysol. You know why, Jeff? You had a lot of greedy people buying more than one,
right,
and they're realizing maybe we bought too much.
Yeah.
Or people, they can't sell them.
There's people that bought cases of this stuff.
Yeah.
And now they realize, like, wait, what am I going to do with 50 bottles of Purell?
Yeah.
When this passes in a month.
Yeah, exactly. So
what
now
the hell?
Because I saw yesterday, where was it? I was at, Costco a couple of days, and then I saw the two employees talking. She goes, did you see that lady that wanted to return chicken back?
She wanted to bring chicken back because she had nowhere to put it, right?
Yeah, she bought too much, she said. She bought too much.
People cleaned out the store chicken.
But they had to take it. They had to take it.
No.
Yeah, they took it, yeah.
It's funny. I don't blame them for altering their policies, by the way.
Of course not. Because you know what, Jeff? You can return anything back to Costco as long as it's there, as long as it's theirs.
But now,
it's a couple years old, too.
Now they're changing some policies.
Good for them.
Some policies, right?
Good for them. Good for them.
You know?
Yeah. I told you yesterday also, Anaal Clooney's sister was selling these designer masks. And now people were ripping into her. $33 a single mask, okay? Now she's saying she's sorry, but she just wanted to help out. Help out how?
Help her wallet.
$33?
And you have
seriously?
No, you know, you can't go anywhere right now, really. I mean, you can. We went, like you said, we went to the beach yesterday. And my mother, who went to Staples, the butcher shop, and Amazing Savings, said, you really shouldn't take the baby out.
Well, we've seen our neighbors walking around block, you know, just hanging out for a
little
bit.
Our one neighbor's walking in circles.
Yeah, no, I've seen other kids with their bike, that's it. But staying in the same local block, you know?
Yeah, of course. Well, you know, you want to be safe. That's the thing, you know? I see, it looks like TV, it's going to affect television. Obviously, you know, it's funny, there's no sports reports. I don't even know why there's a sports section in the paper right now.
Yesterday, I was watching
CBS. Because of the Tom Brady news. He's going to Tampa Bay, by the way.
Yeah, that's probably why I was. They had a sports. I passed out. I fell asleep.
Really?
People are ripping. And then yesterday, what's Tom Brady's wife's name? Nicole Bungeon?
Nicole.
Or what's her name?
Giselle.
Giselle Bundchen.
Right? Giselle Bundchen.
She wrote this long...
Sounds like a disease.
Jeff, she wrote this long post on Instagram.
Yeah.
And a photo of her and the kids wearing the Patriot shirts.
Oh, my God.
She goes, we're going to miss you guys. We loved you. We our kids are born here. Adios.
And people in Boston are like, fuck you. Get the hell out of here.
Why did he leave?
Because he's 40 years old and the Patriots, it's just over. They think he wasn't what he was. They didn't make the Super Bowl last year. They got knocked out in the playoffs. And but some people think he still has some left in him. The big surprise, look, I'm not a major football fan, but the big surprise that he's going to Tampa Bay. I believe Tom Brady's a California guy.
That's Buccaneers,
and everybody
right?
Everybody thought he was going to be going to California, but he's going to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Follows path of his idol, Joe Montana. I don't know what that means. Did Joe Montana play there? He's going to finish
like
his career.
He still has a couple years more left?
Yeah, maybe a year or two. He's going to finish his career in an unfamiliar location. Like, some people are really, like Derek Jeter was going to be, you know, was always going to be a Yankee, even though he owns the Marlins now.
Yeah.
But he was, you know, always going to be a Yankee, you know. Wasn't going anywhere else to play.
Yeah.
Some people will never go anywhere else to play. But, you know, Tom Brady, look, you know, that was it. You know, he felt that was it, you know.
So, Jeff, so a lot of restaurants are trying to survive during this coronavirus epidemic.
Uh-huh.
There's a restaurant in California, okay?
Yeah.
For $150, they're selling you an emergency taco kit. It has all the taco fixings, along with four rolls of toilet paper.
We say fixins, Caroline. We don't say the G in this country. It's fixins.
Anyway, $150.
For what else does it come with? Does it come with the meat?
It comes with a lot of stuff, but it more emphasizes more. It has four rolls of toilet paper.
Oh, really? Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, Taco Bell should give that. That would have been a great promotion for Taco Bell.
So let me tell you
what stuff gives you the duties.
No, it doesn't. No, it doesn't, Jeff.
Taco Bell?
Yeah.
Sure it does.
So the taco pack comes with 30 eggs and 40 rolls of bathroom tissue scrounged from their vacant restrooms.
They took it from their empty restrooms.
Wow.
There were two rolls in that restaurant yesterday I went to.
Oh, really?
But there were such nice people, I just couldn't swipe one. I don't need toilet paper.
Oh, here, okay.
There's plenty of it available. This
is what the emergency taco kit comes with, okay? 5 pounds of roasted chicken.
Okay.
5 pounds of carne asada.
That's a lot of food.
Quarts of green and red salsa. Tortillas, onion, cilantro, rice and beans. The Tex-Mex team, of course, also adds the four rolls of toilet paper.
Okay.
$150.
Okay, here's what's stupid about that.
What?
It's enough food for a lot of people. And right now, you're not supposed to get together with a lot of people.
No, but you can
freeze 5 pounds of chicken.
Freeze it.
Oh, you can't? Okay. I didn't understand.
Because you even told me we could freeze milk. I'm like, can we freeze milk?
Yeah, you can freeze milk, okay. Yes. It changes the consistency a little.
But Jeff, you know what? So a lot of stores are closed, but they say the two stores that will definitely remain open are supermarkets, even though they have shorter hours.
Mm-hmm.
Also, pharmacies.
Pharmacies.
And I think liquor stores, too.
And, of course, Carolina. And thank God for this, Carolina.
The
naked cowboy is still in Times Square taking pictures with people wearing a coronavirus. He's wearing a mask on his face.
Are you serious?
He's holding some chick in his hands.
I heard that guy has a lot of money, Jeff, right?
He's made a lot of money. He's done very, very well.
He looks like a million-dollar home, I heard.
I heard I don't know. He does. He makes a lot. He's out there in cold weather standing like that. And you know what? I read the story. I went to the Drudge Report and I got the story. I was fascinated by the pictures, but all these kids are hanging out in Miami Beach, even after the mayor said spring break's canceled and they shut the beach. There's tons of people that went to Florida. There's people that went, kids, young people in their 20s.
That's what they're yelling, millennials, because they're teens. Spring break. Spring break.
But then there's others that said, you know, when they see that anybody can get it, that they're saying, holy crap, why am I here? Oh, and you know, so it is kind of weird to see all these photos of these people just frolicking in the sand. You know, but I mean, you wouldn't think you won't get it outside.
Oh, Jeff, did you see the breaking news? I don't know if this is breaking news. I just saw this now. The IRS says you can delay paying your taxes because of the coronavirus.
But you still have to file them before April 15th.
Okay, but who's going to... Well, we have time. We have time, right?
Yeah, we filed already.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that. But how about people that can't get a tax an accountant right now because of what's going on?
You can do it virtually. You got to do it virtually. Send your stuff online. So, Carolina, speaking of people on the beach, here's Candace Swainpool. You know her?
Mm-hmm.
The actress. She's like a model.
Yeah.
She turns heads in an itsy bitsy bikini in Miami Beach. So she's in Miami Beach. She's there. And did you see Crazy Jared Leto? Did you know the actor?
No.
You see this story?
What happened?
Jared Leto was on a 12-day silent retreat in the desert with no access to the outside world.
By himself?
He came back, I guess, silent retreat. He says, we were totally isolated, no phone, no communication. He came back and realized that the whole world was flipped out of this coronavirus.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay.
And you know also, Jeff, you know the Big Brother?
Yeah.
They're filming right now.
Oh, yeah.
They said they don't know anything.
Nothing,
what's going
right?
on right now. They still don't know.
That's unfair almost.
Exactly. You're right. Also, coronavirus has delayed the Friends reunion.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so I'm sure they'll be upset.
Oh, thank God. Thank God. That's a money grab. They don't even want to do it. Just don't want to do it.
No, of course not.
You know they don't want to do it. That chapter in their lives was 20... Well, how long ago already? Like 15 years ago, Friends went off the air?
No. Was it more than that, 20? I don't remember. Mid-2000,
I don't know. By the way, Amal Clooney's sister's name is Tala Alamuddin. Did you see that?
Oh, really?
Yeah, her name is Tala Alamuddin.
Oh, okay. Anyway, shame on you.
Oh, my God. She can't make toilet... Her quote, you didn't have this quote. When I heard there were no masks and no toilet paper, I thought, wow, I can't make toilet paper, but I can make masks. She can make duty, too.
Yeah, $33 a mask. Okay, not fair.
That is sick. That is demented.
Anything else going on before we're out of here?
That is criminal.
Before I go back to bed?
There's a great picture going around of a monkey hugging a dog.
Aww.
See that picture?
No.
The monkey's mother was killed in northern India because people, apparently the farmer thought the monkey was ravaging their crops, so they killed the parent of the mother or the monkey.
Yeah.
And the monkey found this dog.
Aww.
Isn't that unbelievable?
Yeah.
So
yeah,
find
yeah.
that picture, everybody. It's all over the place. It's really, really.
By the way, Tom Hanks is doing much better. He and his wife are now out of the hospital.
Really?
Idris Elba. They said he's doing better also, the actor, because he's got coronavirus.
Did you hear this, though? That this is sort of related to that. Did you hear that people are upset that apparently these basketball players got access to these tests faster than a lot of other people would have? Because they found that somebody, like four of the New York, I think four people in the Brooklyn Nets have corona. Don't quote me on that, but at least a couple of people on the Nets have corona.
Really?
It's weird how many people have it. And by the way, the guy who griped on Google that we don't get all the facts right, it's a comedy show, jerk.
What's
okay,
we're not supposed
to. I don't know his name. He commented on. Listen, why don't you listen? By the way, since you can get us, there is a spot where somewhere on the internet you can leave a Google review of this podcast, and we've got a lot of really good reviews.
But thank you so much, guys.
Then
yeah,
there's
thank
someone
you.
Who griped that you brought Jackson onto Louis' show, and someone else who griped that we don't get all our facts right all the time.
Oh my God!
Yeah. Well, you know, let me talk to the fact checker. Hello. There she is, giggling. Hello. Fact checker? Imagine relying on Carolina to check facts all the
yes,
time.
Yes, exactly.
It's like relying on the elephant to pass you the peanuts.
Won't
happen.
Jeff, we're out of here.
Not happening.
Guys, if you want to reach us, 516-637-3254. What else want to say? Oh, I'm all over Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at Carolina Cadillo. If you want to email me, carolinacadillo@gmail.com. Jeff, your info?
Yeah, we are. We are at Jeff Jensen Show or on Twitter. The real Jeff Jensen on Instagram. Jeff, whoop, I dropped the iPad. Look at music playing. Shoot, hold on.
All right, guys.
Jeff Jensen
here.
On Facebook. 516-637-3254. That's even if you want to call in a traffic tip, because I'll take your traffic tips in the middle of the night, okay? And you want to email jj@optonline.net. As soon as we get out, maybe Friday I'll make it to the post office with some t-shirts. I'll give some people
no,
some
you
joy.
Won't.
Yes,
no,
I will.
You won't.
I will.
It's dusty down here, by the way.
It's what?
Dusty.
I'm going to vacuum it down here. Why are you off mic? Oh, you moved your mic away.
Yeah, I'm out of here. I'm going back to bed.
Okay.
Bye, guys. Love you. See
Here's the money song. Thanks for the money, Donald Trump. Love you, everybody. Carolina Cadillo Show is a JJ production.